Okay, we're going to finish up today, Mirtz Hashem, the Drushas Haran, Drush Hashmini, finishing the 8th Drusha. In the Masada of Cooks, we're on page Shin Chaf Vav. We've been in this pretty long discussion about Mazel, and now we're going to finish it up. The Ran had said, of course, that people are affected by Mazel, and now he's going to end it off with one question about it. Zeb Imis Inyan Mavur, Ki Acharei Asher HaKochas HaGal Galios. Since the heavenly spheres, the stars, shofos al zeh olam atachton, since the heavenly stars are shofas, they send a flow to this world of that they affect this world. Roishi mashich inyano kifihem. So if we're affected by the stars, if the stars which are part of this world, olam hazeh, affect the olam hazeh, it makes sense that they should affect things as they are. B'chol mashu nimshach achar chomer, anything physical, imi mashach kvizeh hazeh der imzeh inin matmiyah. So physical things are affected by the stars, that's not so crazy. If we were to say that the stars affect people's bodies, or earthquakes, or they could affect mazel, if mazel affected the world that way, we would understand. The fact that the stars can affect whether I'm a guy who gets angry easily or not. If you recall right, we said that someone who's born under the star of Ma'adim will be easy to anger. So why would being affected by why would the stars affect people's personality? It needs to be explained. How could it be that things will be affected by the constellations, since the soul is not affected by that, the soul is affected by holier, by higher up things. So how could the physical stars affect anything other than a physical body? How can they affect your soul, whether you're a person that's easily angered or not easily angered, and things like that? The answer to this is, she'ilu haisa hanefesh po'elis be'ilu atchunus b'fne'atzma. If the soul would react by itself, if these personality traits were left to the soul, and they didn't involve the body that the soul's in at all, so then you're right, and the constellations would not affect the neshama. But it's because that the soul, when it's affected or affects these personality traits, when a person has a proclivity towards something, so it's not just his soul, it's connected to the body. A person acts or reacts with his body. So since the stars can affect the physical world, they can also affect your physical body and make you more likely to be angered, which affects indirectly your soul. So even though a soul that's easy to anger is a soul that's not so perfect, but since the body is, it's all one thing, the body and the soul, they're separate, but they work together. So therefore, if this body changes, so then it's going to affect the soul and make it harder for the soul to not be angry or that kind of thing. That's why the Gemara says, someone who's born under the star of tzedek will be a tzedek. Someone who's born under ma'adim, he'll be someone who spills blood, a murderer. Rava says, but I was born under the star of Ma'adim, and I didn't kill anyone. He said, well, you punish people as the head of the Beis Din or whatever, and therefore you're you are someone who spills blood. So Abai was saying to him that because he was born under that star, that he had a proclivity, his body, it was something he needed to spill blood, it was part of his body, not that he couldn't overcome it if he had to, but it was a need for him. It's something he really was born with a desire to do. And he had to channel it. His neshama has to overpower it, and he had to channel it towards the right things. But his body was more noted to it. Because there are souls, some souls have a very strong need to kill. So if they do, then they have to become shochtim. But it's the body. Since the body has certain, naturally will lean towards certain characteristics. So therefore, that's how the stars can affect that, and therefore the soul interacts with that, and that's how it indirectly can affect the soul. Okay, that's basically it for that part. Now we go back to how we started this thing. Back to Moshe. When Miriam and Aaron spoke about Moshe, And Hashem heard, and Moshe was a big anav, the pasuk says. Ratzah, the pasuk means by this, again, he's just reviewing. Shkol ma shechal al Miriam in ha'onish, everything that happened to Miriam that was a punishment to her, the tzaras, lahayu mitzat hanas nefesh Moshe klal. It's not because Moshe gave her an ayin hara, as he explained that a person can do that. Aval mitzat shehashem yizbarach kina lechvodo she Moshe. The reason why she got tzaras is because Hashem stood up for Moshe's kavod, Moshe's honor. Geshenid berubo, when they spoke about him. V'hishvu nevuasom lenevuaso, and they made their nevuas equal, but Omer marakach b'Moshe diber Hashem lo gam banu diber. Miriam thought was making her nevuah and Moshe's nevuah the same by saying, Hashem spoke to us and we didn't separate from our spouses, so why did Moshe? V'odiyam Hashem, so Hashem was telling them, V'odiyam Hashem yizbarach she'ina inyan k'mo shechashru, that it's not like what they thought of, yesh hevdel rav b'nevuas Moshe nevuasom. Hashem was telling Miriam that there's a great difference between your nevuah and Moshe's nevuah. For Omer, and that's what the pasuk says. Vayimer shimruna devarai, hear my words. Hashem says, "Im yiyen v'yachem Hashem b'mare elav isvada." When you're a navi, I come as a mara, or when I come to any navi, I come as a mara, or bechalom adabribor, I come in a dream. One of those two. Ratzas, Ran says that the pasuk means they say, "Im yiyen v'yachem mishiyia." If anyone's ever a navi, other than Moshe, lo sagia ma'alasa b'nevuah, the only level of nevuah that this man or woman can reach is kim le'echad mishnei drachim, one of two possibilities. Number one, im she'isnabi b'chalom, someone can get a nevuah while sleeping in a dream, asher inyano yadua, that is known, oh b'mara, or they could get a vision. That's what we standardly think of nevuah. Where the person loses control of their physical body, fall to the floor, they can't control their bodies, and all they remain with is their thoughts. Aval ha'inyan b'Moshe, ain't okay, and Moshe was not at all like that. Ki pe'al pe'al dabribo, Hashem spoke to Moshe, pe'al pe', face to face, mouth to mouth, kasher yadabri ishal re'ehu, like someone talks to their friends. So the details of this need to be explained with a long explanation, but the Ran says I'm going to make it short because of the Torah. I'm going to explain one thing here. One thing that needs to be explained about this nevuah. One of the things that was special about Moshe's nevuah, like the Ran has been explaining till now, that the special thing about Moshe is Moshe had to be ready for nevuah at all times. Hashem could come speak to Moshe at all times, and that's why he had to separate himself from his wife, because he could get a nevuah at all times, and he had to be tahor at all times. As it says, stand and see what Hashem will command you. Remember, Hashem appeared to them suddenly, so that they would realize why Moshe has to be separate. Other Nevi'im were not like that normally. So this is the reason why Moshe had to be separate himself from his wife, which other Nevi'im did not need to do. And since that's the case, remember, other Nevi'im had to get themselves into the mood to get Nevuah. Moshe could get it any time, so Moshe couldn't be married. So since that's true, so then if that's the answer, if Miriam was saying, why did Moshe divorce his wife? We didn't do that. And Hashem wanted to say, because his Nevuah is different than yours, the Ran is asking, basically, why didn't Hashem just say that? Why did Hashem say it directly to them? This is a higher level of Moshe's Nevuah that he can get Nevuah at any time. So that would be an explanation of what was said. You said, why did he divorce his wife? So the reason why it was Lashon Hara, what you said, and it's not correct, is because he can get Nevuah at any time. The other wonderful things about Moshe and Nevuah that was actually said in the Pasuk, Omru Pel Pel Dabirbo, that Hashem speaks to him Pel Pe, Umarim Lo Bechidos, and Hashem doesn't use riddles, Utmunas Hashem Yabit, that Moshe sees Tmunas Hashem. Those are all nice things, but they don't have anything to do with anything, presumably. Why didn't Hashem say, because I could come to him at any time? That's the relevant Maila. All this other stuff is nice, but what does it have to do with what Miriam was saying Lashon Hara about? It has nothing to do with what they were talking about, these other milas. So why didn't Hashem say, because I could appear to him at any time? The answer is, Sha'osa haskula ba'atzma sha'amarnu, this thing that Hashem can come to Moshe. V'hisha Moshe ha'yimuchan l'nevuah b'chaleis. That which Moshe can get nevuah at any time. Kvar hodiyam Hashem yizbarach usa. Hashem had already told them this. V'pasik zeh. In this pasuk, b'yoser shleimus, even more clearly, and more fully, shef shishiyah b'yideis eiz adavar, that is possible to understand things. In other words, you thought when Hashem said pel pel dabrebo, that Hashem, that he has this high level of nevuah, you thought that that has nothing to do with anything, not does that, that has everything to do with everything, and it's the best explanation as the Ran's going to explain. V'hu, that is, shahayidiyah b'davar tiyal shnei panim, there's two ways of knowing something. Echad mehem, one way to know something is hayidiyah b'mitziyas adavar, one thing is to know something as it is, meaning to know all of it, its root causes, its everything about it. And the other one is, the first way is to just know the idea that it's there. And the second way is knowing that it exists and the reason it exists. Okay. In other words, there's knowing something, and there's knowing it fully for, you know, what makes it tick. Vein safik, there's no doubt, shekasher yivada adavar b'sivosav, if you know something and its reasons, tia hayidiyah bo yosa chazaka, so then you know it a lot better, mishi yivada b'mtiyoso levat, than to knowing just that it exists. In other words, if I tell you a certain halacha, so that's one way of knowing halacha. If I tell you why the halacha is that way, then you know how to apply it other places sometimes. So knowing why something is a much better way of knowing it than just knowing that it is. Lachain, and therefore, ilu hodiyam Hashem yizbarach shemosha hayimuch l'nevuah b'chaleis, if Hashem would have just said to them straight, you want to know why Moshe had to be separate himself from his wife? Because he can get nevuah at any time. The Shishar Nevi'im in Yonam came, and no other Nevi'im have that. If Hashem would have said that, Amnam yedu b'zem tzias adav, and then they would know why he had to do it. Lo yedu si bosef kla, but they wouldn't understand how does that work. Aval ata, but now hodiyam adav b'inin yedu bo mitzias si bosef. But based on what Hashem said to them about pe'el peh, now they'll know why it is and how it is, and that he has to explain. To explain this to you, I have to give you a hakdama, an introduction. Asher he mevoeres niglis, which is very clear and obvious. For he, and that is shiadua, it's known. Shahadavar liyishtana miatzmo velo mitzad domeo. So it's known that things don't change when there's nothing up against them. When things are exactly the same, nothing changes. Avel mitzad hafcho, things only change when they are faced with conflict and something is not the way they are. Then that forces a struggle, and something has to give. And therefore, angels, since there's nothing against them, there's nothing going contrasting, nothing fighting them, they don't have a body, they are what they are, they're all the same. So then they always are on the same level. They never have bad days, angels. There's no body dragging them down. So too the soul. Everyone's neshama, when it leaves the body, and gets away from this world, and things that go on in this world. The fact that the soul can change is a very important thing. That's when it's in the body. That's because that sometimes it's good and sometimes it's bad, or sometimes it's dumb and sometimes it's smart. It's not that the soul in and of itself can change when it's by itself. The very reason why the soul can raise its level when it's in this world is because it's met by the guf. And the body doesn't want to do good things and drags it down and makes it sad or tired or angry or whatever. It doesn't want to let it, or lazy, doesn't want to let it do what it's supposed to do. So then there's a battle, and there the soul can get stronger, and the soul can raise its level. But when the soul is separated from the body, then there's no struggle, and the soul is like an angel and remains at the same level forever. So when the body and the soul fight each other or struggle with each other, so then the soul can change, for good or for bad. When there's no struggle, then they stay at the same level. Because the soul on its own doesn't change, right? You can't do mitzvahs after you leave this world. Your soul is what it is. That's why it's so important, obviously, all our time in this world, to try to make our souls grow, because after a person's not in their body, the soul can't grow anymore. Just the Ran explained it, it's now because it only works when there's a struggle. Therefore, so now this is the Ran getting to the point with Miriam. what the response to her was, and that is, since all other Nevi'im only get their Nevu'ah in a dream or in a vision, that when a person gets a vision, they lose all of their, they lose control of their body. They can't control it. As if they're not connected to their guf. The guf can't deal with it. But Moshe never had this problem. When Moshe got a nevuah, he was standing up, no problems. Like someone speaking to their friend face to face. Oh, we can figure out from this that all other nevuim hayu menagdim lenevuasim. All other Nevi'im, it was a struggle for them to get Nevuah. Must be that Moshe's body was not getting in the way at all. And therefore, other Nevi'im could not get Nevuah at every time because they have a body. And they could be having a bad day and then they wouldn't be fit for Nevuah. But Moshe was always ready for Nevuah. Why? Because he had nothing getting in the way of getting Nevuah. His body was always, the Ron said this before, his body was always in a pure state. He was always having a good day, so to say. His body was never dragging him down. His body had been rose to that level. And therefore, he could get Nevuah at any time. So by saying that Hashem could speak to him, pe'el peh, you see, his Nevuah is different. He must have a different sort of body, and therefore everything is different. Then she would understand on her own how it works, why it works, and why he has to separate from his wife. Now they know the Inyan, how it works and why it works, and so then they know it much better. So in other words, Hashem is giving them a much better, clearer answer about why Moshe had to separate from his wife. Okay, good. Just about done. One more paragraph. Mitzuruf Lazeh. Another thing is, Shehodi Emod, he let them know, Shenevuasa lo tovo b'emtzos ha-koach ha-medame. Hashem also wanted to let Miriam and Aaron know that Moshe's Nevuah didn't come from imagination, kasher tia b'shar Nevi'im, like other Nevi'im, they get Nevuah, the way they see the Nevuah is through imagination. V'omru b'chol beis ne'emanu. And the Ran says, that's what it means, that Moshe is in all my house ne'eman. He's trusted. The Mefarshim Prishuhu Shehu Inyanu Ki Ish Ne'eman Bayis. The Mefarshim explained it means like someone who's trusted in the house. Nichnas V'yotzi B'chol Shah. He doesn't need, he's got his own key, you know, he can go in and out whenever he wants. That's how the Mefarshim understood B'chol Beisi Ne'eman, who he's trustworthy in all my house. Aval Ani, but I, the Ran says, Ani Mefarsh B'zei Inyan Acher. I have a different shot. The who and that is, Shenevuas Moshe Haysa Yosin Ne'eman Es Menevuas Shehar Nevi'im. That Moshe's Nevuah was more trustworthy than other Nevuos. Alatana Sharevar, like I'm going to explain. The who and that is, Shiadua, that it's known, Shahakoach Asher Yechaziv Ba'adam Tamid, Hu Koach Hamedama. The thing that messes a person up all the time is his imagination. That's the ability of him to imagine all kinds of stuff that takes him away from Olam Haba. But in general, in this world, takes him away from truth. Shemidark, or Shiachlef Inin Binyan Acher, In Mitzias Yilav Klal. People can imagine all kinds of nonsense. The Nevi'im, when they would get Nevuah, it would come through that Koach. They would see in their imagination what Hashem would want them to see, but it was they would see things that don't exist. It wasn't that their eyes had seen such things. Their imagination, Hashem would put it in their head through Nevuah, however exactly that worked, and they would imagine certain things that did not exist, meaning the image they saw didn't necessarily exist. We're going to explain this with one of the Nevuos. And from there you learn to all other Nevuos. Zechariah had the following Nevuah. He says, I see a menorah. So it's a golden menorah. Gola al Rosha, there's a bowl on its head. It's got its seven candles. Shiva mutzakos l'neros. Sorry, Shiva v'Shiva Mutzakos Laneiros Asher al Rosha. There are seven ducts for the candles that are on the top. Rishnayim Zaysim Aleha. There are two olive trees over it. Echad Mimin Hagula. One is on the right of the bowl. Vechad al Smol, one's on the left. So again, we have a menorah with a bowl on top, seven ducts that lead into the seven candles, and then two olive trees. He wasn't seeing something that existed. Shayyalom Mitzias that was in existence. Ma Shayyomer Isi Vinei Menorah Sov, and that which Zechariah said, I see there's this golden menorah. Lo Hayiroa Sakal, he didn't see it with his eyes. Alam Mitat Shayyusin of Uwaso Bem Tos Kocho Hamadame. That's because he saw it with his imagination. Hayyaniri Lav Kilo Hayiroa Chizayin Azed. Appeared it to him, to his mind, as if he saw it, but he didn't actually see it. He was imagining. Ve'inin Hamiti Mimenu. The part that was true was what Hashem was putting into his head to see this vision, which was a mashal to something he should have figured out. Like he said, and I asked Hashem, what do these mean? And he told him what they meant. So even though that which the Navi is getting out of it is true, but the vision, it's not like there was an actual menorah with olive trees next to it. It was an imagination. That's not how Moshe saw things. Because Moshe's nevuah had nothing to do with imagination. There was no riddles, there was no mashalim. Because Hashem spoke directly to Moshe. B'chol beisi ne'eman hu, so what does it mean Moshe is ne'eman, is faithful in all his house? Kolomer b'chol shi'agit shra b'beisi hu ne'eman. Everything Moshe saw is true. Because Moshe didn't see riddles. Moshe saw things that were existing. Sha'kol hu amiti ba'atzmo k'mosh shi'agit shra. So what Moshe said he saw, are real. There was no mishalim. Moshe saw things as they were, and therefore his nevuah is a more higher level, more ne'eman, more true. More faithful. Baruch Hashem l'olam amen. That's the end of the 8th drasha. Next time we will chazer the 8th drasha.